from Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Wednesday, July 8th, 2026. U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon announced that Arkansas was giving a returning education to the states waiver in Hot Springs on Tuesday. McMahon says this is meant to provide more flexibility to the Arkansas Department of Education and school districts. Little Rock Public Radio's Amir Mahmood has more.
Arkansas Education Secretary Jacob Oliva and McMahon signed the waiver at Hot Springs Junior Academy on Tuesday. Officials said it will reduce reporting requirements for Arkansas schools and give local education agencies more control over federal funds. According to Arkansas's waiver request document, the state asked to waive funding and assessment provisions in the Elementary and Secondary Education Act. Passed in 1965, the law dictates how federal support is given to states for education. It was reauthorized twice since 2000. The granted waiver consolidates multiple federal funding streams into one, says the Department of Education. It also gives more control of funding to state and local entities. Another provision of the waiver reduces reporting and testing requirements for middle schoolers who complete high school level coursework. Senator Tom Cotton and Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders spoke in support of the waiver and President Donald Trump's Department of Education during the event, touting deregulation. Amir Mahmood, Little Rock Public Radio.
A philanthropic group headed by Amazon billionaire Jeff Bezos is helping to fund a park project in central Arkansas. The $30 million from the Bezos Earth Fund will go toward construction of the 30 Crossing Park in downtown Little Rock. Speaking at the future side of the park on Tuesday, Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders said it will be an investment in Arkansas's future.
Too many of our kids are hooked on screens instead of being hooked on fishing, hunting, riding their bikes, and getting to experience a normal, healthy childhood outside. We all know the consequences: skyrocketing rates of anxiety, depression among our young people. And the Bezos Earth Fund is taking on that problem head on. What they're hoping to build right here with the help of city leaders is a destination park.
The design firm behind the park project has said it could cost upwards of $100 million to complete. Little Rock is one of eight cities receiving a total of $100 million from the Bezos Earth Fund. A major insurer is set to exit Arkansas's Medicaid expansion program. The Arkansas Advocate reports that Centene, which is the parent company of several health insurance plans in Arkansas, will stop participating in the program next year. The state's expanded Medicaid program, called Our Home, currently offers six insurance plans, three of which are from Centene. The State Department of Human Services says it will transfer beneficiaries to other plans for which they are eligible. Three Arkansas State Park Rangers have been cleared of wrongdoing in connection with a May fatal shooting. Pulaski County Prosecutor Will Jones says the three rangers acted lawfully when they shot and killed a man who was wielding a machete. Rangers responded to the call due to the rural setting, which was near Pinnacle Mountain State Park. 31-year-old Matthew Garrett was shot at a residence in Roland after approaching them with the weapon. He later died at the scene. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission has a new member. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders appointed Steve Cooter to a 7-year term on the commission on Monday. Cooter is a catfish farmer from Paragould and has served on the state's Catfish Promotion Board for nearly 3 decades. He replaces outgoing commission member Anne Marie Dormus of Little Rock. A ceremony honoring one of Arkansas's most decorated veterans was held at the state capitol Tuesday morning. State officials unveiled a bust of Maurice Footsie Britt in the second floor rotunda, which was filled with veterans, family, and guests. State Representative Joey Carr was the lead sponsor of Act 657 of 2025, which authorized the commission of the statuette, and he summarized many of Britt's achievements.
Captain Britt served the United States in the Allied forces during World War II. He dedicated War Memorial Stadium, where we get to see the Razorbacks play in the state championships for Arkansas high school football. He served in the state of Arkansas as lieutenant governor. He also served as the state chairman for the Crippled Children's Hospital and for Easter Seals. So he lived a life of always giving back.
Britt received each of the Army's top 4 combat decorations for valor, becoming the first person in American history to do so in a single war. The bust of Britt was completed by local artist Kevin Crissey and will be housed at the Arkansas State Capitol. Today we have a high of 94 degrees. Your heat index could approach 101. For the weekend ahead, rain chances return Saturday evening, and that will last into Sunday with likely rain and possible thunderstorms. Highs for your weekend will be in the low to mid 90s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.